Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, I like to think I am.
Yes, you're what?
The best around?
Well, that's highly debatable.
I'm the best
something. From the look of these comments, you are not.
Oh, those comments are for both of us. They don't like either one of us.
I don't think they do.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX. Yikes. And we like to use the phrase, I like to use it, don't let perfect be the enemy of good.
Is that because you're a big cliche guy?
No, you're the cliche guy. What? I just like that one.
Okay.
I think it's a good one. Because it applies to so many things that we do in this country. So apparently that's wrong, though.
Yeah.
Apparently, okay. You're supposed to strive for greatness at all times. Kellen Flukiger is the author of more than 20 books, including the bestseller called The Results Equation, From Dream to Done in 5 Simple Steps, because we are addicted to being average.
What?
That's what I'm hearing. We are addicted to being average and why that is bad for us. We should want to be better. Kellen is with us now on KMOX. How's it going, Kellen?
Hey, thanks. It's going really well. Thanks for having me.
We're glad to have you. So how come it is not okay for me to just be meh?
Well, it is.
Oh.
So I'm going to do both.
All right, good.
Because here's the thing. We live in this place where we have become addicted to mediocrity, and we think good enough is good enough. Now, any person is free to live there, but every person has within them the yearning. I wonder if, what if I could do this? And then they follow it with a list of excuses that start with yabbit, 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 yabbit. And so,
I love
you
that
know,
one.
That whole, all the, yeah, like old Bugs Bunny, wabbit, wabbit, right? Yeah. So yabbit, 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 all the reasons why we can't. And then we have become addicted to good enough instead of recognizing the truth of what we could do if we decide to.
What do you think is more common? What do you run into the most? Someone who is complacent with where they're at, or someone who has crippling perfectionism?
Yeah, crippling perfectionism. More common is, I think they're both a sign of fear. Crippling perfectionism is a fear that I won't be good enough. I've got to do the best I can. And even if I do, it won't be good enough. So I'll tinker with it forever. And that becomes my excuse to procrastinate. It's not quite right. It's not quite right. So the answer is do it. Do it and suck to start with. Then do it and get better and do it and get good at it. That's the way to grow. That's what you do when you go to the gym. You don't start with 200 pounds. You start with 50 in some lift. So the idea that it has to be perfect is a subtle form of fear and procrastination in my book. And complacency sometimes comes because maybe you've tried it sometimes and it fails. Mm-hmm. And so you get the idea of, it's just not for me. And that's not true. It just means you haven't developed either the skill or the perseverance to get what you want yet.
Yeah, so that might be the difficult thing. The great challenge for people is once they've failed once or twice, there's that feeling of being demoralized, and you just don't, you know, you don't feel like you want to try harder the next time. So how do you tell somebody who is having that emotion that they can get past that?
So have the emotion for a minute, but then recognize the truth that when you try something and it doesn't work, which is all failure is, it is an interesting data point, IDP. It is not a personal indictment. We have been taught by the idea of comparison and everybody looking at everybody else's social feed that somehow it's not okay to fail, and it's a personal indictment. It means that I'm somehow not good enough. That failure means something about me instead of, oh, that didn't work. What else can I do? And first thing is to realize it actually is just a marker. That didn't work, and that's all it means. And when we get out of the idea that it has some personal indictment, then you get, you know, you have the courage, or you can have the courage to do it again out of curiosity instead of out of fear or out of saying, ooh, I suck. I don't want to do that again.
You know, it's so interesting because I feel like, you know, maybe a couple of generations ago, nobody talked about their feelings at all. We joke how there was definitely divide between mom and dad and the kids, and no one opened up, and grandpa didn't talk about his life or what he experienced. And then now we have what almost feels like at times an overly confessional society, and we're kind of finding our hardships and not just overcoming them, but kind of just parking in them. And, you know, like we swung the other direction. How do you find that balance of saying, listen, we need to acknowledge struggles, hardship, whatever you're dealing with, but also don't let that define you.
I love that question, and thanks for that. That goes to a thing that I call learned helplessness. Mm. So when we park in that place of, oh, well, that's all there is, and we park in it, and yeah, we have become overly confessional. Everybody's blathering about everything that ever happened to them. The only value those things have is if you choose to let them refine you instead of ruin you. Every person breathing air has small or enormous challenges that they go through. Young, old, doesn't matter. Betrayal, bankruptcy, personal problems, who cares? The question is, are you going to let it ruin you and park in the story of I am ruined, or are you going to go in and allow it to refine you? What can I learn here? What can I do better? And giving up on that question of refinement is where we get stuck in the mediocrity.
So the polling suggests, and Gallup has the number at under 50% of people who say they are very satisfied with their personal lives. But a lot of people say that they are, you know, somewhat satisfied with the vast majority say they are somewhat satisfied. If you were, is this the kind of thing where if you're that, if you're a person who's, yeah, I feel pretty good about where I am, is there any reason to try and make that better if you're already content?
Well, that depends, and it depends on what your heart's telling you. We have become addicted, again, to the idea that everything needs to come in an Amazon box or every problem needs to be solved in the length of a TV sitcom. We live in a download and double-click world, and if it's any harder than that, oh, it must not be the right thing. That's not true. No great accomplishment ever happened at any time without the, you know, the effort, the desire, the curiosity, the bravery, you know, in different mixes of those things. And we now have this, you know, highlight reel world of social media and everything else that makes it feel like if it's hard, it's somehow wrong. And so if a person says, okay, I'm going to be satisfied, keep a job I don't really like that much, but it pays the bills and work for the weekend. If you want to live in that, that's true. And when you get to the end of life, or where you even in the middle, sit quietly and reflect, this is not all there is. You have the ability, if you're willing to chase it, to create what I call the ultimate life, a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy.
You know, it's interesting. I'm a distance runner, and I like to say that it's countercultural because we do worship ease, comfort, and instant gratification in our society right now. And I always say that distance running is difficult, uncomfortable, and all the results are delayed. And But running and working those muscles, being uncomfortable, doing something I don't want to do, leaning into discomfort has made me stronger in other areas of my life. If I don't feel like doing something or if I'm not seeing progress, it's just knowing that you're playing the long game here. And I think it's important, especially with younger generations who have music and videos and whatever Amazon items they want at their fingertips. It's almost like we have to work harder to teach them those skills that push against the ease, comfort, and instant gratification.
You know, there's a talk that I saw the other day by a famous Simon Sinek, who gave a talk about AI. And, you know, I use it a lot in my business, in marketing material and other stuff that I write. But he said one of the dangers of this whole thing is, yes, it's instant, it's beautiful, it's maybe even closer to perfect than we could ever do. And what we're losing is the fact of who we become when we do that work, which is exactly what you're talking about your running. Who you become as you push through the different barriers and the different phases of the distance running, that is the prize, not even the outcome. So it's less about having the perfect outcome than the question, what are we missing? Who am I becoming as I choose to do these difficult things?
So, Kellen, I know that in your past you were you worked in radio. You did the same thing that we are doing here, or something similar. So, you getting out of that I don't know. Did you completely get out of the business, or just do it part time?
Well, I have a podcast.
Okay, the
called
podcast.
Your Ultimate Life. Yeah, and I just recorded episode 991 this morning.
Okay.
And so I have never been in a radio station like you are.
Got it.
But all of that is an outcome of my life change. It happened in 2007. Before that, I had a 30-year career in corporate and everything else. And some stuff happened in my life that made me realize the very thing I'm teaching and helping people realize is I was settling for far less and certainly not doing stuff that filled my soul. And it's like, enough already. And so all the books that I've written, 20 books, I'm working on two more right now, and the podcast and everything else has come as a result of me making the choice to say, wait a minute, I'm going to do everything I can to create this purpose, prosperity, and joy I talk so much about.
Oh, so you're saying that what we're doing now, we're settling for mediocre. We should be doing a lot better than this job. That's what I'm hearing.
I didn't say that.
That's what I'm hearing, Kellen. That's what I hear.
Well, you can take it any way you want to, but that's not
right.
What I meant.
That's right, Kellen.
Oh, I'm going to go talk to a couple of mediocre schlubs. Right, we appreciate it. It's really good stuff, and I think it's super interesting. It's a great idea because a lot of people, I think most of us, it's very easy to fall into that, I'm okay, I don't need to do a whole lot better, and then just go from there. But you're giving us other ideas, and we certainly appreciate them. Kellen, thank you for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me on the show today.
Kellen Flukiger, author of 20 books, more than 20 books he's written on it. This one, The Results Equation, From Dream to Done in 5 Simple Steps. Don't settle for being mediocre. That's why we want you to vote for us in the STL Mag A-list. Because
right.
If we win that thing, then I guess we're better than mediocre. Or maybe slightly. So STLMag.com, you can vote once a day. You should do that.
Every day.
Every day until like Monday.
That's right.
You don't have a whole lot of time, so get on it, dude.
We don't need to win. We just need to beat the Glover Show. Help
us. That's right.
Help us split the vote. It's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.
And how about Augie? What a move there. Stab, dive, done. We're back with the bottom of the first after this.
That was a representative in the House.
Oh, from the congressional baseball game? That was the highlight on C-SPAN.
Yeah, they have broadcasters. It's unbelievable. And I don't know if you remember yesterday when I said, who do you think's going to win? You're like, I don't know. Let me look at the rosters. And both Matt and I said, we know. We know who's going to win.
And they did.
And they did. The Republicans destroyed the Democrats in the congressional baseball game again, winning for the 5th straight year.
That's why Republicans don't pass anything anymore. They're too busy taking infield.
Too busy passing first.
That's right. Pass first. Hey, maybe pass a law, would you, that helps people? You guys want to do something productive for the American folks?
Say,
don't win a baseball game. Go win some legislation.
Passing laws is better than passing...
gas?
That's right.
That's way... well, that depends on your perspective.
I will say...
because sometimes you really need to.
We really need to. Especially when you have like a pain, a sharp pain. Nobody likes a gas pain.
No. Oh, it's the worst.
It is the worst. I feel like when I was a kid... I feel like those were more prominent.
Yeah, me too.
I don't. Why is that? Is it because kids eat weird food?
I had to leave school once.
Wait, what?
I feel like I had to leave this.
Because you were tooting, or
like
you just
first,
had pain?
No, I had. It was a really. I was like, oh, I thought I was dying, but it turns out I just needed a toot.
That's so cute.
Yeah, I was like in first grade. I remember
Mom,
this.
I got a pain.
Yeah.
Because that was. That was always the thing. I'd be like, oh, something hurts. My parents would be like, it's probably a gas pain. You're
I remember
fine.
Two things about first grade.
Yeah.
Two things. One, the Thriller album came out. And two, I had to go number two. And I had to leave school because of it.
Have you ever heard of costal chondritis?
I haven't.
Well, I know. So I heard about that as a kid. And it's like an inflammation of cartilage in your like ribs, but it's like a really sharp pain up here. And that was my thing as a kid. I just remember thinking like, oh, I have costal chondritis. It was probably gas pain. But like I haven't talked about costal chondritis probably since I was 14. But I mean, I remember 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I had costal chondritis all the time.
So
and
that's
of our listeners definitely has had costal chondritis. It's terrible.
So wait, that's gas pain?
No.
Okay, it's different than
It's different. It's actually an inflammation of the cartilage like in your ribs and your sternum.
Oh.
And it's really painful.
I thought that was called pleurisy.
No, that's...
that's when your lung...
I thought that was liquid in your lungs.
No. That's when your lung is dry or something and it sticks to the inside of your rib cage.
Pleurisy 100% sounds like Victorian era.
I don't know.
It's an inflammation of the lining of the lungs.
Yeah, there you go.
But that does sound very... Dickensian.
Okay.
Pleurisy does.
Yeah.
Like gout.
Gout is a bad... I hate that word.
It's a bad word.
It doesn't fit the ailment.
No, it doesn't.
Gout, when you hear gout, what does that sound like to you? What do you
it's
think
in
gout
your esophagus,
would sound like?
Like maybe some kind of like stomach, like GERD.
No, see, when
it's
I
in
hear
your ankles,
gout...
right?
So when I hear gout, uh-huh. I feel like it's something with your toes. Like there's a
really?
Problem with your feet.
Well, you're closer than
like
I am.
Like maybe like a weird fungus or something. That's
really?
What gout sounds like to me. But it's not.
Yeah. It sounds like, it's not. Is it swelling?
No, I think it's like a buildup of uric acid.
Oh.
Yeah. Like from the stuff that you're eating and, if you're having a bad diet, it will lead to it.
Well, apropos of absolutely nothing... I did want to bring up shortly, since we've been talking about downtown St. Louis, the Dome is going to spend $50 million on upgrades, plans to use some of that Rams settlement money.
Yep.
And the Dome is almost 30 years old, 100% thought it was older. I know it's not, but in my head, it feels older.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I have some running tights and shirts that are 20-something years old. And it just blows my mind that these stadiums and arenas that cost hundreds of millions of dollars are completely outdated in 20 years.
Well, because technology moves so quickly. I mean, how much technological...
Not in my pants.
Yeah, right. How much technological improvement has there been in pants over the last 30 years?
Some. Probably not as much as the Dome.
Right. That's the point, is that in a... facility like that,
mm-hmm.
one that does a lot of sports, you have these massive, beautiful, high-tech video screens and scoreboards and, just amenities that they improve so rapidly every 5 or 10 years. I mean, you've got just awesome tech. Like, look at the Cowboy Stadium. Look at that scoreboard. That thing's almost, it's not outdated. It certainly isn't outdated, but there are now better ones, like what the Rams have. The Rams scoreboard situation is better than what the Cowboys had. And what the Cowboys had at the time when they built their new stadium was unbelievable. It's just the technology gets so good so quickly. And then you go to the Dome.
Yeah.
Now, I know we don't have an NFL team, But I cannot imagine watching an NFL game in there and looking up at that tiny ass scoreboard with the little video screen that looks like individual light bulbs. You know, the the clarity on it is so bad it's such an old stadium.
What is it called? Not 8-bit. What is it called?
The 8-bit was Nintendo.
The old school, 8-bit. That's what I feel like the scoreboards look like.
You're right. The resolution is horrible.
The resolution. I get it. But even with Busch Stadium, talking about $500 million of upgrades to Busch Stadium because they need to replace all of the seats. I mean, I guess seat technology has changed. We talk about how there's mesh seats that keep you cooler than the plastic that they have.
Yeah.
But it's, do you know how it still feels like when you buy a house and they're like, we have commercials for like Rhino Shield or Anderson Windows. Like, these windows will last you 30 years. Rhino Shield will last you 30 years. I'm like, well, maybe they should use Rhino Shield on the stadium. Why are the stadiums breaking down after 20 years?
Well, they don't have windows.
That's true. I get it, but again, I'm such an old man. Well, my grandparents had an old metal refrigerator in their garage. For 75 years, that refrigerator worked.
Amy, they don't make them like they used to.
They make them to break, Chris. They make them to break. Make them to break them.
You wouldn't need Rhino Shield because don't they deal mostly with the outside of a house?
Well, yeah, but that's what I mean.
So
it's the same idea.
We don't care what the outside of the dome looks like. It needs to look nice inside.
I think they should have kept the TWA on the roof for nostalgia.
Let's put that back up.
I'll put it right up with Save Chesterfield
Mall. How many millions would that take to put the TWA back on the roof of the stadium?
Yeah.
Oh, let's look into that.
That's our passion.
We have the dumbest passions,
we
and
really
I'm
do.
Here for it. Michael Calhoun was at the anti-ICE protest that occurred yesterday in St. Louis. He will be in to tell us what he saw. That is next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The whole country's rising up right now.
You know, for an emergency rally, I think this is a good turnout.
I've been thinking about doing some of these protests, and it's just gotten to a point where I don't want to sit quietly anymore.
Honestly, the videos of people being snatched off the street was enough. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is not what this country is about.
Michael Calhoun yesterday at the anti-ICE protests here in St. Louis. Michael, thank you for joining us in studio. And that audio there, was that from the protesters who were at the
Tam Avenue overpass. Yep. First time I've done a news story at the Tam Avenue overpass that hasn't involved snow.
Oh,
that's where all the
really?
TV stations do their live
that's
shots.
Right.
Oh, that's true.
A big snowstorm.
I thought you were going to say like that doesn't involve the zoo or something.
Or the zoo. Great vantage point there.
I like the Tam Avenue overpass. It is a great one.
So what was the vibe like yesterday? I knew about the protest. I knew it was planned. Didn't actually see it for myself, even though I'm relatively close to where it is. We know what's been going on in L.A. and in other cities, the major cities where a lot of ICE raids have happened. But how did that appear yesterday?
Well, you know, I've covered a lot of protests in St. Louis over the past decade. Running the gamut, you know, and so this was, you know, people standing on the overpass, holding signs, waving, you know, people honking their horns as they drove past on Highway 40 down below. You know, one of those low key, I would say traditional kind of a protest. I didn't see police really at the Tam Avenue location at all. Maybe a police car, parked a few blocks away, but that was it. I know downtown they were blocking streets. There was a lot more going on. But the Tam Avenue was just, you know, people who were, again, standing there. Holding signs.
So you mentioned again, Tam Avenue, standing there, holding signs, exercising their First Amendment rights.
A lot of traffic right after the Cardinals game, 5 o'clock.
Yep. Downtown, when you said blocking streets, so some of the protesters were standing on main thoroughfares?
I believe so.
Okay.
I covered the one on Tam Avenue.
Tam Avenue, yeah. As Ron said, the overall vibe, we heard some of the audio. What were the ages of people there? And like you said, did it feel friendly? Did it feel intimidating? Was it just, no, they're just standing there?
No, it was, like I said, a low-key, you know, friendly kind of environment. And the ages ranged from, you know, I would guess college age to, you know, 60s, 70s. Mm-hmm. You know, a couple of women who drove in from, you know, the Manchester, you know, area. Mm-hmm. And so it really ran the gamut. It was a low-key affair. And I'm trying to find the tweets from St. Louis Police yesterday because they were talking about the downtown protest, which you had asked about. Here's a spokesperson saying, you know, that they had a police escort. You know, they were doing a march, you know, down a street in downtown. No updates after that. So I guess that one wrapped up as well.
Yeah, wrapped up and dispersed. Do you feel as a reporter going into that situation, like you said, you've covered protests for years now, going back to the Michael Brown protests.
Tea Party protests before
that. Tea Party
that,
protests.
Everything from county council meetings where they threatened to, you know, close half the parks.
Yeah.
And so a lot of moms and other people showed up with signs and had a protest outside and outside the council meeting. And so going to, you know, different, you know, school boards and Board of Aldermen meetings, you know, in all the different, you know, parts of St. Louis. Yeah. I've seen, obviously, then you go to Ferguson, like the gamut of what can happen. And so, you know, yesterday was just, you know, what I would compare to, you know, outside of a council meeting or the Tea Party protests or, you know, what we see, you know, the traditional kind of thing.
So about how many people do we think were there?
Post dispatch said 200 at each.
Okay.
I got there toward the end of the Tam Avenue one. So I would say maybe 100 when I got there.
Yeah.
And are there any more planned that we know about?
There are. And they were two different groups that organized these, which is, I think, you know, why there were different areas, different people at each of them, you know, different feel at each of them. And so there are different groups. If you go on social media, you can see who's behind each of these. And I believe, you know, this weekend on Saturday, you've got, you know, from St. Charles County to Alton and South County to downtown. Now, the size of these could vary. It could be 12 people or it could be 200 people.
You know, just because of everything that's going on, obviously this was a peaceful protest with signs and all of that. Obviously, we see the news and what's happening in L.A. But going back to your time when you were in Ferguson and covering those protests, do you remember a time when like the vibe changed, where the protest was peaceful to the point where maybe new groups of people came in and it got violent? You know, because how did that all go down? I know it's not apropos to right now, but just me, I'm just thinking
I'm remembering
about Yeah.
One night specifically where I was doing live hits every half hour on KMOX and CBS, and Captain Ron Johnson was out shaking hands with people. Families were out, holding signs, doing the protest. Sun begins to set.
Yeah.
You see, I don't want to say younger because, we're just talking about kids and families being
right.
But then it begins to get dark and you see more teenage to 20-year-olds.
Like young adult type.
Then the police line begins to, instead of they're milling around, it begins to, form, more, solidify more. And so you can just, kind of feel those little elements that shift. And,
that transition moment, which I think, too, is really important so that people can see that there is a difference. Like, sometimes you see the more incendiary images coming out of Ferguson, but then during the day, it wasn't like that. Like you said, there'd be families, people shaking hands, and then you could kind of feel that transition.
And usually it seems like it takes several hours before it gets to that point, right? Where there's protesting that goes on throughout the day, and then at night, things really pop off.
I can remember from Ferguson it feeling relaxed until a bottle flies through the air.
Yeah.
It takes one person.
One little thing.
Were you on the air when, was it a smoke canister? What? It was something where I feel like you were on the air live and were kind of, once things got a little bit crazier there.
Oh, there was so much.
There was so much, yeah.
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 That happened.
He's got his bulletproof vest over there still.
Still on the chair. I'm going to take it.
Jeez.
There's no plate in it.
Oh.
So good luck with that.
I might just wear it out then. I'm going to just wear it out then. Just for
They have an expiration date on them. That happened 10 years ago.
That is true. There
Why
is
do
an
they
expiration.
Expire?
Well, things degrade over time.
The organic
kind of like
material,
the quality of
the
this
plastic,
show.
Plastic, melts around the bullet.
I feel like an idiot. It's because now there are two real reporters in here.
Yeah, we got Michael
and
Calhoun.
We're just the dummies that give opinions, and now you guys are in here. Now I feel nervous or something.
Michael Calhoun is here, and now Sean Malone is here. Michael, you're free to hang out if you want to, or you can just get up and walk out, whatever you want to do.
There's food, so.
Oh, yeah, there's food out there.
Okay.
From the meeting that we were not invited to because we have to work. The staff meeting.
This is why
you sound so upset about missing another staff meeting.
I always miss staff meetings.
We call this the black hole of KMOX programming because we're never at the staff meetings, which is why all the promos during Total Information AM go, now the news, at one, the fun. And we don't know where we fit into that.
Nothing between 9 and 1.
Nothing between 9. Right.
It's a little ding, ding, ding. Thank you for
at
listening
nine,
to
the news.
Please
what
stay
is it,
on
wait,
the
what is it? At
Now the news. At 1, the fun.
That's it.
And we, they don't know we're
now
here,
the news
Michael.
I do love alliteration.
The
yeah.
There it is. At 1, the
now
fun.
The news.
Nothing
at
in
one,
between.
The fun.
Yes, there's nothing in between because we don't get to go to the staff meetings.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Anyway,
so,
that's
wow.
It.
I think everybody, I think the rest of the building thinks we're interns. Really, really old interns.
Interns, yeah.
Sean Malone is here from the KMOX newsroom.
Chris, you want to go get me a coffee?
You,
I do. You know what? I might as well. I'm not doing anything else.
He'll wear the broken, the expired bulletproof vest.
If it makes you feel better, I did notice there is a news promo that goes around that every person in the newsroom has, like, I'm, Michael Calhoun, I'm Stuart McMillan, except one.
Sean Malone?
I'm not in it.
Oh, no. Matt made one.
Clearly, within the 30 seconds allotment that we had, someone had to be left on the cutting room floor, and
oh,
I must have been out at a story when that decision was made.
Michael, before you leave, any grievances you'd like to air out?
Oh, my gosh. Can we get a sponsor and do this every week?
Yeah.
I'll be here.
Jerry Kelly, heating and cooling and electrical, airing of grievances.
Let's do it with all the poor news people here working so hard.
They are
and
working so hard.
I feel
no
like
one's
that
getting
could
recognized.
Be a good segment, though. If you just open up the phone lines to let people anonymously grieve about their work,
you could call it the wine line.
We could call it the wine line.
There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah.
Get a, like
Bring
a wine
back.
Cellar
I
sponsor or something like that, or a winery to sponsor it.
Amy knows.
I know. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, Sean Malone, you're covering the story about the Rams money that's being used to fix up the dome.
Yes. And before we go into this, this is not the segment of the Rams money we have talked about previously. That is the city's. Part of the settlement is the dome got their own cut of the Rams money. I About $70 million worth. I believe it has grown since then, or it's grown to $70 million. I forget off the top of my head, but they've got a large pot of money that they're now going to be contributing that and some other funds towards renovating the dome.
Do they have all of those renovations kind of lined up and ready to go?
All as in everything they want to do? No. Some of them, they got to go out to bid, which then obviously you'll have a better idea of, this renovation that we wanted to do that we thought was going to cost $20 million, maybe it's $18. Now we have another $2 million to spend towards something else. So not everything is line itemed. They have kind of divided up amongst what they would like to spend it on. It's $54 million in total. Yeah. Some from leftover preservation funds, others from the Rams settlement money, but not all of the Rams settlement money. They hope to have about $30 million left over to just sit in a bank, keep growing interest to do more projects in the future. But they do have lined out kind of the first, I don't want to call it phase, but the first year of the 3 year of renovations that they want to make lined out. And some of them, it's things that no one really would notice at the end of the day, you know, repairs, like one of them listed here, replacing discontinued lights in suites, which makes sense. Then if the light goes out, you can't buy the bulb anymore. that's my understanding with that.
Practical. Others,
that could be a nice countdown. Let's count down till the final suite light goes out.
Yeah.
But the other ones are certainly a lot more visible, especially from the exterior. I think that's where a lot more of the guest-facing changes are going to come in. They're going to replace the billboard over I-70 and make it digital that way, and then you could be able to see it on both sides of the interstate as well, they said. And also the exterior digital sign marquees they want to replace as well. So that's some more of the guest-facing ones. But over the course of the next 3 years, of the $54 million they want to spend, $37 million of them, it's guest experience, technology, and media. So a large portion of this is going towards something that people going to the dome will physically see, but also vendors that they're looking to book at the dome as well will be able to see.
So how much more noticeable do they expect it to be that there have been improvements to the dome? So when you walk in, you think, oh, wow, okay, look what they've done here.
Well, it's interesting because part of this, like it's their goal, but they hope it's something that comes of this, is fighting against the stigma that is built about the dome over the last 10 years that nothing really goes on there since the Rams left. That since they're not hosting in the home of, I know they've got the Battle Hawks, but like a major professional sports team, that nothing really happens there. And they've actually said that losing the NFL kind of opened up their schedule, so they actually have more events over the course of the year without the NFL. There was an example, I forget the artist, but they have a concert coming up in August that they were saying they wouldn't be able to book otherwise because they'd have to kind of keep their dates open for potential NFL preseason games.
Oh, preseason games.
I will say that's been...
You roll your eyes at the preseason.
Well, preseason matters. I mean, they sell tickets for it.
That's been, like, this is me opining, but it's kind of like, I broke up with my millionaire boyfriend, but actually it's like better because now I can like go hang out with my friends and now I can like go to the mall. It's like, yeah, but you broke up with your millionaire boyfriend. That's kind of how this feels. Well, now we can have the Methodist convention.
Grapes.
Yeah. I mean, we have the Methodist convention and we can give the Methodists any day they want, which is a plus in some ways, but you'd rather have the NFL, but I get it. And I know
you don't have the controlling but rich boyfriend anymore. You can't book a concert in April. What if we need that for our 10,000 fans for a preseason?
Do not mean to disparage the Methodists, but if I had my choice of there being an NFL team in that building or we get a Methodist convention, find another place to go.
That's the point I just made.
St. Charles has a convention center.
Right.
Go out there and then you can
I would give the Methodists some free hot dog coupons for the football game.
You can go hang out in the neighborhood and bother the poor neighbors.
But
in St. Charles.
But I know they did some upgrades, like they replaced the turf.
Yeah.
That was, that everybody had complained about for so long.
The old one was bad.
It was so bad. Right. I don't know how many millions of dollars some of the upgrades they just did. But to me, $54 million sounds like it should be a lot. But after reading how Busch Stadium could easily do $500 million in upgrades, is $54 million enough to make a difference where maybe we do book some more conventions?
That's what their hope is. They want to book
both more, you know, events, you know, sporting events like, you know, tournaments and things like that. They hope to book more events like concerts, you know, more Methodist conventions, if you will. you know, Chris Ranji's excited about that.
I used to go to a Methodist church for about, yeah, like a month.
A month?
A month.
Yeah. The one Methodist church I used to go to is a music venue now, so in Granite City.
Yeah, not a surprise. Yeah,
it's called The Mill. It's nice. You should go see it.
But they hope that this makes them more competitive. And something that was interesting that was said, too, is that without these renovations, that the Dome will become obsolete compared to other regional facilities that they're competing with also. So that's interesting. And a point they made, too, is that in the last fiscal year, 24 and 23, that I think it was 1.2 million. Yeah, the Dome in 24 and 25 fiscal years, excuse me. It says the Dome hosted 60 meetings and events, 1.2 million attendees. And they said a lot of these people are not coming to St. Louis otherwise than for these events that only the Dome and the Convention Center can host.
Of course.
So it's one of those, like, that's a huge loss in revenue for, if you look at the city, with restaurants that are going to be serving people, hotels that are having beds filled. That's 1.2 million people, a loss in tourism like that. I don't know what that looks like in the grand scheme of things for tourism for St. Louis over the course of the year, but that sounds like quite a lot of people coming to the city just for events at the Dome. Mm-hmm.
Sean Malone, appreciate the reporting. Thank you for popping in.
No problem.
Sean Malone and Michael Calhoun, both from the KMOX News Room, keeping us updated here on the Chris and Amy Show, 104.1 FM KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Just a little bit to go before the Gas House Gang, Bernie Miklas and me, Chris Ranji, will be here about 10 minutes, a little bit less than that. Tony La Russa will join the show at 12:30, and we're doing the show after the Cardinals got swept by the Blue Jays. A text message, says, I just voted for you guys in the A-list, is what they're talking about, the STL Mag A-list. I voted for you, the Chris and Matt show. For some reason, it said Chris and Amy, but I know better.
Well, first of all, thank you for voting.
My name's still on it.
Second of all, okay, doesn't make any sense.
I don't even know if I agree. I don't contribute that much. I'm not on the air that much. Unless he's talking about
his
Matt Pauly.
His stomach is on as much as he
is.
Oh,
my God. His stomach is like the third voice on the show.
I looked at you twice. My stomach rumbled twice today.
You guys have two hosts? No, we have a three-person show. The third chair is Matt's stomach. Always grumbling.
Well, now that I've got turkey sausage egg wraps here, I'm going to be good.
Amy, did you see
or
this?
Or worse, I don't know.
Hey, just enough of the tummy grumbles.
Okay.
For the rest of the day, you got food. You don't need to be doing all that. We have a gas house gang to do here in a few minutes.
He's speaking of gas house. Yeah.
So I didn't see this, but it was yesterday. Michael Calhoun pointed it out that the New York Times, if you have signed up for the Times on your phone, mm-hmm. you get the alerts mm-hmm. that the push notification that David Hogg, who was working with the DNC, mm-hmm. that he is no longer doing that role. He is leaving the role.
Yep.
But the headline is Hogg out at DNC, which is a little suggestive.
Yeah.
That someone's walking around with a hog out, you know? So Hogg is out at the DNC.
So I didn't know that was suggestive.
You didn't?
Well, I'm guessing it means your pee-pee.
It does mean your... Yeah. That's exactly what it means.
Isn't that what a motorcyclist called? A hog?
Yeah. Well, no, I think it means more like a Harley.
Yes.
Like that's a hog.
That's a Harley, yeah.
The old crotch rocket. You know,
I know
like
the crotch rocket. That's like the
speedy ones. Those are not hogs.
Yagasaki. Yeah. Wait. Was that
Kawasaki?
Kawasaki.
Nagasaki is where they drop the bomb, Amy. Dude. Oh my God. That was so far off. All right, we need to go. We're gonna be back with you tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Chris and Amy show returns in the morning. Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. We don't
but
know
you better vote for
this.
Us in the STL Mag A-list in the meantime.
Listen, in case you're wondering, this is us. This is us trying. So that's all.
Yeah,
we
don't
have.
Do not say to us ever do better because this is us doing as best we can.
This is as good as it
Go
gets.
Go get that motivational speaker back on the show. All right, back tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Anything you missed is on the Audacy app, AUDACY, and vote for us in the STL Mag A-list. Go online and do it. You can do it once a day.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.